Could you just state your name and what sports you've been doing this weekend?
Yep, my name is Philip. I'll be doing a bit of running, so 5K mini marathon, 5K walk and 400 meter sprint.
That's a busy weekend. Are you doing the same events in Argentina or are you doing different ones?
I'm doing exactly the same events in Argentina. I'm not going to try anything new, but yeah, I've been busy enough. I'll do more spread out when I get over there.
How are you feeling about the games in Argentina?
I am really excited, not just because of the opportunity to compete, just also the place we're going to and just the chance to experience somewhere new. So I'm really excited. I can't believe it's come around so quickly.
So this isn't your first games representing Team GB?
It's very first, yep. So it's a great honour to be doing that. And just, you know, telling people I'm representing the UK is a really big deal. So it's really exciting and a great honour to be doing that.
And what kind of transplant did you have and when was it?
I had a liver transplant in 2004, an emergency liver transplant. So basically took a strain of hepatitis and needed urgent treatment on that. So it was quite a scary experience, but got through it well. And the last 10, 11 years have been pretty good. So let's hope they continue.
Do you know anything about your donor or the family or anything? Have you met them?
I haven't met my family. All I know is what the hospital told me. My donor was 48 when she died. So presumably she died in quite tragic circumstances. So, well, and all I ever get to meet them remains unknown, but I would love to at least have the opportunity. And yeah, so I hope they're doing well. And, you know, hope that the fact that I have benefited from their loved one's death brings them some comfort.
And what would you say to someone who isn't on the donor registry?
I would say that before my transplant, I really didn't know much about it, but actually getting it really opened my eyes to how important it is and how much people can benefit from it. So I would say, you know, if you feel or if you are inspired by my story or anyone you've heard, then get on the register, because there is such a desperate need for organs, and hundreds of people are dying every year while waiting for one, so you can make a huge difference to someone if you were to get on.
Thanks so much, and good luck in Argentina too.
Thank you.